Now, Dr. Leah's here, and we love having Dr. Leah join us every Wednesday because we're going to talk about her tips. And this is a really good tip. I was very confused, had to read it a couple of times. So welcome, Dr. Leah, to Chat with Women.
Good morning. You were confused.
Well, it's just so many things, Dr. Leah. There's so many, I don't know. My brain is getting so full of all the things I have to do. I'm not kidding you.
The showers.
Yeah, there's so many things you're teaching us. My son has a cold right now, and I called him, and I said, Dr. Leah said, double up your vitamin D. So he goes and looks at his vitamins, and he goes, well, there's 800 ICUs or whatever. And I go, no, not enough.
Right.
You need at least 2,000, if not more than that. He goes, really? You know, it's. I think that concept.
Well, because we're all so used to vitamin C.
We are.
And now it's vitamin D and C.
And C.
So it's like, you know, it's really, I didn't know vitamin D would do that.
It'll be taking the whole alphabet soon.
That's true. We need the E for the heart. Okay. So what's our tip today?
Well, this one is about something called C-reactive protein, or CRP it's also called, and homocysteine. Have you ever had those two things checked?
I don't know.
What in the world are they?
Right.
Well, C-reactive protein is a marker in your blood, excuse me, that is an acute inflammatory marker. Sometimes it'll go up if you get a cold or if you get, you know, stub your toe hard enough or something, but it goes up and down pretty quickly. When it's chronically high, though, like after months, like every time you've had it checked, it's high, that's a concern for your heart. Because this inflammatory marker can affect the coronary arteries, which are the arteries that feed the heart. It can affect those and cause inflammation in them. And this is with long-term levels. It's like if I drew your blood in March and it was high, and then I had to redraw it again in May and it wasn't high, then obviously it's not a chronic problem. It was something that was just going on at that time. One of the things that helps to lower C-reactive protein we were just talking about is vitamin D. Vitamin D is an anti-inflammatory, and it will actually help to drop the C-reactive protein markers. There's many things that can cause it to go up, though, gum inflammation and various things in your body, but that's an important one to keep low. Homocysteine is another marker. It's an amino acid, and amino acids are building blocks for proteins. So there's all sorts of amino acids in our body. But this one is controlled by B vitamins. And high levels of homocysteine have a more direct effect on the heart, almost more than C-reactive protein. And homocysteine can cause the hardening of the arteries, the plaque buildup in the arteries, which they both have long names, atherosclerosis and arterial sclerosis, you know, those kind of things. And that in combination with high C-reactive protein is not a good thing for heart disease. In fact, if you have high cholesterol, and high C-reactive protein and high homocysteine, you are much more at risk for having heart attack or problems with your heart than you would if you just had high cholesterol, though.
Well, that's really important, don't you think? I mean, ever heard of this, though? I don't think.
Well, and see, these are things that should be checked just in general because they're inflammatory markers, and a lot of cardiologists I've spoke with and studies I've read in the last 6 months even have said the inflammatory markers are actually more important in determining your risk than just cholesterol low.
I think you told us about this on one of the shows, and because a lot of times we hear the low and the cholesterol, and we get all nervous, like somebody has 220. We'll use that as an example.
Yeah.
And or 270 or whatever. And you said that wasn't as important as these markers.
Yes.
That's what you were saying.
Because, see, if you have inflammation in the arteries of your heart, for example, then you cause it to swell. It's like when you have when you have inflammation, you have swelling. Mm-hmm. Like if you've torn your ligament, you know, it swells up.
Right.
So with that swelling of the arteries, and it's just a little bit, it's just like microscopic, then cholesterol and other plaques, not just cholesterol, but other things can get in the wall of the artery and build up. And that's where the hardening and that's where the plaque buildup happens. And so if you don't have inflammation in there, the veins, they're not swollen, they're nice and tight meaning that the walls are tight, not swollen, then you don't get that buildup as readily.
Well, so it's such good information, Dr. Leah, because nobody's really talking about it.
And I check it on all my patients. Mm-hmm. I just check it because it's just one of those things that it's like, oh, your homocysteine's high, you know, make sure you're taking your B vitamins. Because a good B complex or a multivitamin with high B vitamins will take care of it. it's easily controlled. I don't see how people can have out of control levels if they're taking and getting good nutrients from their food and vitamins.
Well, that's an important tip. If they're taking B vitamins, that will help.
It definitely helps to control homocysteine. I mean, it's controlled by B6, B12, folate, you know, so a good B complex will keep it nice and low. And that's easy. I mean, that's like, it's an easy fix.
Wow, that's great, Dr. Leah. Those are very good tips. You know, speaking of heart, Elizabeth Taylor is going in for a leaky valve. So, yeah, she's going to have a... not open heart, she said, but they're going to do something. But I don't know. I don't know how they can do.
You can go in through the femoral artery.
Oh, you
in
can.
The leg and go up. Oh. And they can actually do a lot nowadays via angiograms and angioplasty, and without having to do open heart.
I didn't realize
that. That's good news because
that's such major. Oh, it's so invasive.
Major. Well, thank you, Dr. Leah, for that great tip. And it sounds to me like you need to get into Dr. Leah, get your blood drawn, and find out. Because a lot of people that deal with this high cholesterol, they're being told all the time they have high cholesterol. Maybe they're not at such a risk. They need to find out. So give out your information, Dr. Leah.
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is also on chatwithwomen.com.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thank you.